Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, everybody knows what that means. It's the half hour power, the best show, post show, 30 minutes of rapid fire, unscreened phone calls with me and all my friends. And when it comes to friends, who's more friendly than the one and only AP Mike? How are you, Mike?
Hi, Tom. I'm doing well.
Oh, you sound like it.
Yeah.
Just a rocket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have, of course, Pat Byrne is here. How are you, Pat?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Oh, doing great. And continuing the magic, the hot streak stays alive. Gail Bennington is with us.
Oh, thank you for having me back, Tom. This is so, so exciting.
It is, right?
It is.
Well, thank you for being a part of this. We had so much fun on the best show. At least I hope you did.
That was a blast.
I did. And then we got Jack hanging out in the background.
How's it going?
Good.
All right.
Good. He's hovering on the edges of the room. I'm just going to jump right into it.
Yeah.
Half hour power.
Rochester.
Yeah, what? Hello. Hold on one second. Hold on. What? Half hour power. You're on with me and AP Mike and Pat Byrne and Gail Bennington and Jack.
Hi, everybody. This is Rob from Rochester, New York.
What's up, Rob? Fast. Come on.
Hello, Pat.
He's saying hi to you, Pat.
Hello.
Hey, Pat, this is actually addressed to you. When you had Mike Delaney on your show a little while ago, and I called in.
Yeah.
And you were recommending clothes. So I tried them.
I didn't recommend anything. I think it was probably Mike that did that.
Okay.
I don't smoke at all. I never
enjoyed smoking. No, I didn't stop smoking them.
You recommended clothes to underage children?
Oh, you ate a clove. Okay. Well, listen, save these calls for my show. This is the half hour power.
Okay, so you're recommending what to people now, Pat?
I didn't recommend anything. Mike Delaney of the band Milk DK and Easter Vomit, he brought a clove of cloves to my show, and he was eating them to like clear his palate or something, and he was like, no, you gotta try. And I tried one, it was very spicy. I almost couldn't swallow it. And is that what happened, Rob? You seem to remember my show better
gone.
Than me. Okay.
<He's all gone. laughs> Mike?
Yeah.
Cloves.
Is that the thing that has a T-shirt like "Take It Easy" and clothing? What is a website about clove people?
The Chive?
Oh, that's Chives. I mean, all right, Cloves and Chives. Hey, Cloves, Chives. I don't truck with this stuff.
Chive. Look,
what is that Chive thing? Is that a cult?
It's a cool website.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's a cool website. They rate like top 10 butts of 2016.
Yes. I mean, the guy I used to see wear this shirt all the time was kind of a jerk. So I always
what?
I always assumed it was kind of a cult or something.
Yeah,
that I didn't want to be affiliated with
a jerk cult. it's some website where it's just like bikini ladies and stuff like that.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
think it's this porn site necessarily. I think it's just like
7 best under boobs.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff
wow.
like that.
Yeah, and they have those things where it's like. Keep calm and chime
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the slogan I was thinking of. Keep calm.
You know, the other thing is that keep calm and carry on. Nobody saw that in World War II. Did you know that?
No, I had
that
no
was
idea.
Not like a real.
I like, yeah.
They printed them and then they never distributed those posters. They found them in a bookstore in the 90s. That's what, and it caught on
really?
50 years after World War II ended.
Oh, my God.
That was not a real thing. Everybody's like, oh, the people of England were so brave and that poster inspired them. Nobody saw it. Why is that getting me so mad?
If I see a Keep Calm anything and somebody posts Keep Calm, I never get to the end.
No, you don't get past it. And
I don't want to keep calm.
Do you think that if people in the 50s in their dorm room saw one of those posters from the 40s, they'd kind of snicker and be like, oh, that's so 40s, that poster.
You mean the way the dude from like Nickelback walked in here and be just like, look at that guy.
Yeah, but also, I mean, like, I think I think those posters hung up now would mm-hmm. be a cliche to when they came out.
So it'd be like hanging up a live poster of the band Live.
Sure, be similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
I still have my hang in there poster, you know, with the cat. Yeah,
cat, hang in there, baby.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Keep On Trucking guy.
You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I still have a poster that says Poverty Sucks, and it's a rich dude, like, because I furnished my house on the boardwalk. I went to the boardwalk,
yeah.
Won a lot of prize.
Those mirrors?
I won my...
Coca-Cola on them?
I furnished my house.
That's a lot of luck.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola mirror?
Yeah. Coca-Cola. Like anybody's doing. Like...
Actually, I remember the tail end when you could get the cocaine mirror with,
yeah,
you know,
with
in the Coca-Cola
logo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Those were the days, the 80s.
They were the days.
That's when boardwalks were boardwalks.
I'm dating myself.
Yeah, All in the Family.
With the druggy paraphernalia on the boardwalk.
We should update All in the Family, get you to play the new Archie Bunker. And you'll be just like, boy, you way the boardwalk.
Not a lot of physical action, but, you know, I think I could deal with that. He just sits in that chair most of the time, right? Yeah. Pontificating.
You win a thing at the boardwalk, eat it. You won a Coke mirror on the boardwalk. You know what's a crazy thing on the boardwalk is the giant boxes of candy bars? Where it's it's the summer. What am I going to do with a melted box of Charleston Chews?
Yeah.
Spend $60 to win an $8 box of... You go to Costco and you buy any candy wholesale.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to be just like, oh, please, let my number come up on the wheel. Come on, Lady Luck. Let me win a box of candy bars.
Pop, pop.
Yeah, please.
What shelf is that on? Is that like the lower tier or upper tier?
No, I'm talking about the giant wheel. This is not throwing...
No, the prize of the big box of candy. Is that like one of the grand prizes?
It's not one of the grand prizes.
No, the giant gorilla... Stuffed animals.
No. You know, those are the cheapest
things. The life size.
Stuffed with newspaper.
Yeah, exactly. You win I want a minion stuffed with newspapers. Let my kid cuddle up with... Holds the thing, goes like... crunches.
So stiff.
I love you, Kevin. Why is it crunching? Why is
that
stuff that
go to sleep next to your carny junk.
Yeah, exactly. Your weird, like, can you imagine a kid being like, I love this stuffed animal so much. It's like, we're going to wash that thing first before you put it next, before you breathe into it all night long.
Did you see the story about the guy who literally, like, went broke? Trying to win.
Oh, yeah.
All time greatest stories. Guy wins a
Rasta man.
Somebody brought that up recently, saying it reminded them of a call or something.
Did you see that story? The guy.
Oh, yeah.
He.
A couple years ago.
I think we can just talk about that. I need to.
This guy spent his life savings.
I'm gonna Google Rasta banana.
It was a banana, yeah.
He comes up first. Man brings home giant Rastafarian banana after losing life savings on carnival game. A New Hampshire man lost his entire life savings at a Manchester carnival trying to win an Xbox Kinect, only to walk away with a giant grinning banana with dreadlocks. You're expecting the kids to win a few things. Let the kids have a good time. Henry, I'm going to say his last. This guy's been through it enough. Told CBS Boston. It didn't turn out that way. He was playing a game called Tubs of Fun, where the contestants toss balls into a tub. he said it was easy at first, but something changed when he started playing for the big prize and the balls kept popping out. It's not possible that it wasn't rigged, he said. Then he went back home, got more cash. He got caught up in, I got caught up in the whole, I've got to win my money back. The 30-year-old lost $2,300 in total. He went back the next day, and the man running the game gave him back $600. And then he won just a banana with dreadlocks, like a stuffed banana.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's like,
it's not nothing.
Was there any point where somebody was just saying, like, stop. Xbox is... You could have bought one by now. Well, I'll take you to Best Buy. Like,
save you a couple grand.
Yeah, if you want to win, we'll do a game at the Best Buy.
Right.
And you won it at Best Buy.
Yeah.
No, I need to win on the boardwalk. Best show. No! Half hour power. Hey.
Hello. Hey.
Yeah. You're here with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Gail Bennington, and Jack.
Right. Hey, this is Chris in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah. Ow.
Florida coming through. Gail is from Florida.
From St. Petersburg,
from
Florida.
From St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm. That is my birthplace.
You want to name a haunt that he might hang out at?
Bayfront Medical Center, where I was born.
Big shout out to Bayfront Medical Center.
What about the Salvador Dali Museum, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah. That's a good haunt.
Dali Museum's great. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you got?
I just wanted to share a Bright House message. Couldn't listen to the show today. They're randomly like, oh, we upgraded you to lightning service, so your modem doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's just the way it was communicated, just opening up your internet and that happening. Seems like a skit. Like they're like, "Hey, pay $30 and we'll come out."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, just kind of frustrated about that, but
yeah, internet's frustrating.
Still awake, so
right?
Yeah,
it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
you know what burns me though? Stop the plug-in dialogue boxes. You get those all the time.
What?
Stop the plug-in.
Stop the plug-in.
When you're loading a website. You get to stop the plug-in?
Fail the plug-in, where you just got to update your Adobe?
Yeah. No, well, I got Mozilla. Mozilla.
Okay. Well, let me update it. Yeah. Anything else, Chief?
Just watched, I forgot the director's name, but the director of Dogtooth's other movie, Alps, just watched that. I don't know if y'all have seen that.
Of what movie now? What the what?
Sorry, it's this, I forgot the director's name, but it's a Greek director that did that arty movie, Dogtooth. Mm-hmm.
Dogtooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which I enjoyed, and then I saw his more recent movie, Alps. I think it's more recent.
Is that the one with the avalanche?
No.
No, that's a
different
one.
No, it's weird, like bereavement.
Oh, okay. Haven't seen it.
I'm not bothered. St. Petersburg, do you miss it?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't miss it. I have actually never returned.
Never?
Never returned. Wow. I moved to New York when I was like 14, mm-hmm. and I have never returned to the state of Florida.
What would it take to get you back in Florida?
What is on the table?
You have to live in Florida for 6 months, or you have to spend 1 week handcuffed to Ted Cruz.
Okay.
In John Stockton-style basketball uniform with the super tight shorts.
I'm going to go.
And he's also saying.
Okay.
I just want to let you know. The white stuff's happening a whole lot.
No! Like, no!
Like, he says to you, it's pretty flagrant.
Please, I can't talk about it. I'm going back to Florida.
You're going back to Florida?
I choose Florida, Tom.
And then you go back. And then guess what happens?
What?
It turns out you're living next to Fred Cruz, his brother. And you know what his nickname is?
What?
Flaky.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I still think it's better, though.
They call him Flaky.
Right.
Fred. It's flaky. Ted's considered exempt from it. And then you go to sleep in a hammock, mm-hmm. and the next thing you hear, click, handcuffs.
Oh, no.
Handcuffed to Fred Cruz.
This is a sick, sick world that you've come up with.
Click, handcuffed to Ed Cruz, the other brother. Half-hour power. You're on with AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Gail Bennington, and Jack.
Hello, Tom, AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Gail.
Hello.
Hello, this is Brian in Chicago.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I think your slogan has to have chomp in it.
Chomped?
Yeah, like chomp. You know, like maybe chomping on podcasts since 2014.
No, that's not happening.
No?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay. All right. I had one other thing. I had a couple overlooked duos.
Oh, okay. So we're just this is a clearinghouse now for old shows. Do people call your
show? He's backed up.
And just like say, like, hey, remember you guys had that topic 6 weeks ago?
Right.
They don't. I guess
that's fair, but I
Well, go ahead. Give me the duo. Give it to me.
Okay. Well, McMurphy and the Chief from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Mm-hmm.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
All right.
The weirdos fetishizing that movie. It's over.
All right.
Uh-huh. It All happened.
Right. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. How about Shoshana and Marcel in Inglourious Basterds?
Ugh.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Who just grunted? Mike? Was that you, Mike?
Yeah, it was me.
Mike hates Quentin Tarantino movies.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
The only ones he likes are Death Proof, Four Rooms.
Right. That's like...
Kill Bill 2.
Clearly the Kill Bill best 2. One of all.
Kill Bill 2.
Right. Or 2.
These are the best ones. He loves the best one, for sure.
Yeah, he does. What's your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie, my friend?
I'd probably say Inglourious Basterds.
Mm.
I mean, I guess Reservoir Dogs is like the answer everyone would give, right?
No! Nobody would give that at this point.
Yeah, that was the blatant ripoff.
City on Fire! You know what my favorite one is? Django Unchained! It was my favorite. You don't like that?
I did like it. I thought something about the shootout at the end was a little over the top for me.
I mean, when a woman got blasted and she, like, flew about 30 feet?
Right.
She flew through a doorway. She was, like, 30 feet. We didn't see where she landed.
She must have been in a harness or something that they just yanked her back.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. That's literally how they did that stuff.
And that's how most people who get shot, you know, fly through the air.
Yeah.
Right.
Mike's just mad.
And Mike. It gets a big laugh. It got a big laugh. I saw that in a theater in Sarasota. Mm-hmm. That got a big laugh. Mm-hmm. That was probably the biggest laugh in the whole movie.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I can't make this up. I wish I made that up, but I can't. That got the biggest laugh.
Oh, no. Now, I'm not going to say this. No, I can't even bring it. I can't even do it. Never mind. It's not fair.
Oh, my God.
I like it. I've seen it a lot of times. And I'll see it. And you know what happens? Sometimes I get sad when I see it.
When you watch Django.
Yeah, I will. When he puts the suit on. when he puts the blue suit on. And he finally gets to wear a thing. It's, he picked it out. So it's a little ostentatious, but it's all his.
Right? Uh-huh.
Am I wrong to get emotional with that?
You're allowed.
I'd have to jog my memory. I haven't
Jim Croce, when I got a name starts, I get Sorry, Mike.
But you dismiss Chief picking up the sink and throwing it through the window?
Right.
Just not going to keep talking about it. It's like, I've decided. Oh, that laugh of yours.
Tom, you know, I wrote in for the duos, and mine did not get put on the list.
And what was yours?
I tweeted in to you guys.
What did you say?
And I tweeted in.
Django and King Schultz?
No.
No?
I tweeted in the Coreys.
The two Coreys.
The two Coreys, Feldman and Haim.
Okay.
It was not put on the list. I was really was crushed not. About it because I thought Sorry. It was an easy in. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know why it wasn't put on the list.
Well, how much time do you have?
No. I had all the time in the world, Tom.
The Felt, the Corey, that's not my scene, man. Sorry. The Coreys, that'd be on your list. That's why we call that your list, not my list.
How about Jeremy Irons as twin gynecologist?
No! Not doing dead ringer stuff. How many times do you get your Blockbuster card revoked, caller? Right?
How many? For, like, questionable.
Yeah, where they
rentals?
Just flag, where somebody from, the, from law enforcement wanted to talk to you about movies.
Right.
All right, goodbye.
He's having a party over there.
Yeah.
You're going to hear that in dreams tonight.
Yeah. But you don't like, what's your favorite? Your favorite is what? Pulp Fiction, gal?
You know, I would, like, sometimes I feel like it's Reservoir Dogs, but I think if I'm going to be more truthful, it's Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
That's the truthful answer.
What's your least favorite?
Wow.
Death Proof?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Death Proof. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Of, like, the good ones, what's your least favorite?
What would you consider the good ones?
Like, anything but Death Proof, or probably the Kill Bill movies.
I don't know. That's really difficult.
What about...
I guess Django. Oh, I would put
that would be your least favorite. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you got to see it again. I like Jackie Brown the best of all his movies.
Took it out of my...
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I was
going
to say.
Yeah, I'd say the same.
Look
oh,
at
cool,
that.
Guys.
Boom. Four against one.
No,
don't worry.
I've never felt more right.
Good never. Material to work from.
Exactly.
The master,
yeah.
Elmore Leonard. Now, do you think, Mike,
yeah.
that Quentin Tarantino took Rum Punch and turned it into Jackie Brown because he stole so much from swag for Pulp Fiction?
Is that where he stole most of his stuff for that? Yeah, I didn't know. I wasn't aware of the theft.
Perhaps you've heard, if you read swag, you might thrill to a scene in a diner.
I have
guns.
I have read swag.
Right?
Yeah. I read swag.
Yeah.
And I like swag.
Yeah.
It might make sense that I like Pulp Fiction. But.
One of the best things I ever did was when Elmore Leonard was in New York, I went and he was doing a thing. I brought six Elmore Leonard hardcover books and got him to sign all six of them.
Nice.
Which ones?
I have a first edition of swag. Nice. And other ones. I have Freaky Deaky.
About La Brava. I think that's my favorite.
I just did crime ones, okay. not the westerns.
No,
you're...
La Brava's the one about the... The movie star, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of...
You're thinking of, yeah.
I'm blanking on, yeah.
Mr. Majestic.
I might be thinking of... I don't know what I'm thinking of. He had 80 western books.
I've only read one of the westerns. It was good, though. I can't think of the title.
Pat, what's your favorite book?
Book ever?
No.
Oh man, yeah. I was about to stick up for Death Proof for a second.
Well, you can stick up for it, then talk about your favorite book.
All right, Death Proof is, I think it's a reasonably good parody of, you know, that sort of grindhouse genre film, and sort of I'd say most of his movies are parodies of something, even looking at Jackie Brown and like blaxploitation kind of, you know, 70s stuff. But I'm trying to think of the favorite book. I don't know. Anything I'm going to say, I think, will make Mike laugh.
No.
Mike's not judging.
I don't judge you. You know, you like what you like.
But he's so well read. I mean, he seriously is so well read that it's.
But he's not judged, Mike.
No, I don't judge books. I mean, if you're reading a book, you know, I applaud your choosing a book over something.
You didn't expect that.
I think of recent years, I liked Zaytoon, I think it's pronounced, but that Dave Eggers book about the New Orleans. But I honestly don't read enough.
You would. What if Mike went?
I would laugh so hard if Mike did that.
I haven't read it. I haven't read it, so I can't.
No,
you know.
Seriously, what's your favorite?
And Mike gave me, I owe you back the Resnick book.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Oh.
That was
so funny.
That's one of my all-time favorite books, Resnick's book. Will Not Attend.
Yeah, very funny. Great.
Gal, what's your favorite book?
My favorite book of all time.
Sure. First thing that comes to mind.
Slapstick by Kurt Vonnegut.
Wow.
Which of his books, he went through and graded all of his books, and I believe he gave Slapstick a D.
Yeah.
He said it was not a good job. But I think he was basing that on its success and what critics thought of it. I think that he was being harder on it. But I think it's a phenomenal book, and it is my favorite of his.
Jack, favorite book?
Oh, that's tough. The Quiet American?
What's that?
Graham Greene, right?
Yeah.
I haven't read that one, though. I read a bunch of his, but not that one.
What's your favorite book, Mike?
Favorite book? That's a tough one. I don't know.
So this is even the first thing that comes to mind that you say all time classic.
Wow.
Like just a book you're
Yeah, I mean like Anna Karenina, I've talked about that with John Hodgman and Madame Bovary's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading Don DeLillo has a new book out.
Yeah.
I like Libra.
Okay.
You know, about the Kennedy assassination. That was a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do people get in on Dom DeLillo if they want
to? Oh, I would say that one.
Libra?
That's a good one, yeah.
Okay, and that's from the late 70s?
No, that maybe mid-80s, right?
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe even later.
Okay.
Yeah, late 80s.
I don't know.
Want me to bring it in for you? I think you'll enjoy it.
I got a few things to read. So I'm reading the Replacements book now.
Oh, yeah, I want to read that. Good. I just listened to the interview with Joe Bielock yesterday.
Yeah? Yesterday's show.
Well, you're going to listen to Bob Mayer talk about it when he's here in studio in a couple weeks, Mike.
That's great.
I've known Bob for a long time. It's such a great book, the book about the Replacements that this guy Bob Mayer wrote, because it's kind of about class as much as anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about people, like Midwestern people with no future.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't know how to handle success when they get it. It's very... Wow. It's a very sad story in a lot of ways, even amongst the out of the triumph of all the music that they made. Mike.
Yeah.
We talk about different things here, and I know you have different stories and things that you are drawn to and that pique your interest. What's something that you can tell us about?
Well, on the topic of books, you know, my brother's been sort of scanning all the photographs, and so we were talking about, you know, when we were growing up, and they were like, you know, in those days, yeah, you didn't have a phone or a tablet. I guess that's what kids gather around now, but our family would gather around certain books. Some are obvious, like you know, the Sears Christmas catalog. You know, once that came into the house, you know, we would just pore over that book literally for weeks, just, you know, figuring out what we're going to get for Christmas. Then there we made a trip to the Bronx Zoo, and we had, like, I guess the book that they gave out, and we loved that book, and we would just sit around poring over that book. But the strangest book that fascinated us was the Warren Report, which, you know, again, on the topic of the Kennedy assassination, my mother, you know, sort of kept stuff from that period. So she had like the Life magazines and stuff, and then she bought the Warren Report when it came out. And we would just pour through this thing. We were just so fascinated with it. And I remember the big discovery.
How old are you at this point?
You know, this is like in the 70s, so early 70s. So, yeah, we were like 9, 10, you know.
It's like 9-year-olds reading the Warren Report. It's light reading. Yeah.
It was fascinating to us. And we remember the big discovery was they even had like the autopsy of Lee Harvey Oswald in there. And I remember just the whole family was delighted when we learned that, you know, it looked like the nurses used Oswald's body for a receptacle for medical trash because there was sponges that weren't accounted for in the post-autopsy. And we, you know, we would just go down, look, they're missing two sponges. They just left it in his body, you know. It was like amazing to us, yeah.
So, you guys would sit around as a family.
Not my parents. You know, our parents were actually pretty good, like just letting us read anything we want. They didn't clamp down on us, you know. They were. I give them a lot of credit for that. But yeah, once we got into the Warren Report, we were doing our own, you know, examination and you know, our own theories.
You were like a little Jim Garrison. Yeah, on your own, right?
Yeah, Junior Jim Garrison.
Put him on trial.
Yeah,
right.
We were going to find, you know, the real, yeah. you know, the yeah. real answers.
Yeah, it's a mystery wrapped in a riddle, inside an enigma.
Yeah,
you don't know how deep this goes. Meanwhile, a kid, 9-year-old, New Jersey, arguing with his brothers about missing sponges inside Oswald. All right, I'm going to say that's as good a note to end this on as possible. Mike, anything you want to say? You'll have something to announce in the next week or so.
Big announcement coming up.
Very exciting. Oh. Mike's going to have something he's selling.
Something, yeah.
Get ready.
New merch.
And this tops the merch pile. This one, right?
Yes.
I think so.
I got a sneak peek and
I think it's going to be a runaway hit with the people.
And you'll be at Masses this Sunday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gail Bennington, co-host of Bennington every weekday on SiriusXM Raw Dog 99. People should listen, yes or no?
Yes, they should. They should listen. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
Thank you.
This one is of my so favorites. Lovely.
Pat Byrne, your show happened last night.
Huge
they
hit.
They live. Everybody loved it.
Big hit.
Six success. Encores.
Six.
What's the next live Prove It All night?
June 25th with the Everyman and Psychic Bios, two bands, and Christy Cello and a bunch of people. It'll be a lot of fun.
Jack, any plugs? No?
I got nothing.
Nothing. Here we go. I will be at Sasquatch with John Worster this Sunday. If you are in the Pacific Northwest, please come out and see us. We will be performing. It'll be fun. And we will be back in a week. And thanks for listening. Bye.